This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Steve Elkins is with us. Steve, I've been writing a book, and the way I've been writing this book is, as I do things, I keep this spiral-bound book with me. Or if I don't have it with me, I race over to where it is and I jot down something that I think other people ought to know about the way I do it. So I have been giving some hints about this book, and I have not published it yet. But it's still in rough draft form. But I want to share one of the items in the book as a preparedness tip, because I've been asked to share preparedness things the way I do them with our class. Many people have asked me to, and so that's what I've decided to do. Well, there are a number of vehicles that use air suspension, and here are some of the names of those vehicles, the brand names. Maybach, M-A-Y-B-A-C-H, that'd be like a Mercedes. Rolls-Royce, Lexus, Jeep, Ram, which used to be called Dodge in the truck line, Cadillac, which is General Motors, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Audi, Subaru, Volkswagen, Lincoln, Ford, Tesla, and others. So there's a whole bunch of cars that have what's called air suspension. And here's how it works. So instead of having a coil spring or a leaf spring in each corner of the vehicle supporting the wheel and tire, they have airbags that are inflated with a compressor. So you have a 12-volt compressor located somewhere in the vehicle. You have small airlines, which are made out of typically nylon, that can sustain the internal pressures. And the compressor inflates these bags so that the car rides at the height the engineers designed it to ride. But what's happening is the road salt is corroding some of the connections, and the airbags themselves are failing. The connections are failing, and the valving is failing, and the compressors are failing. Compressors remanufactured can be $300. If you wanted to replace the airbags on all four corners of a vehicle like a Mercedes, it'd be between $3,200 and $3,400. If you only had the rear, like in a Mercedes station wagon with airbags, that's only $1,600 to $1,700. Which to me is a lot of money. Well, the reason I'm mentioning all this is you don't have to do it. These airbags fail, the compressors fail, the lines fail, the balancing valves fail. It's a mess. And you do not have to replace them. You can remove them. And you can, in place, put something way better. And what the replacement is a coil spring made for that vehicle. So I have replaced with our son the hydraulic suspension, which was even worse than air suspension, on a V12 Mercedes. And it was a mess because the driver of this vehicle would be driving down the road and a hydraulic hose would fail. And then the car would just flop down to the ground, kind of like a lowrider, but lower than a lowrider, because a lowrider can at least travel down the road. This thing would just sit on its wheels and tires. You couldn't move it. So you'd have to tow it on a flatbed. Well, that would happen over and over and over again, and Mercedes can't fix it. So we replaced the hydraulic suspension with coil suspension. And it can be done for maybe 1/8 the cost. Well, in the case of a Mercedes station wagon, 2004 model, it's $1,600 to $1,700 to replace these airbags. But there's a company called Arnott, A-R-N-O-T-T. They make coil spring replacements for that vehicle. The total cost, if you do the job yourself, from the factory, $270. I paid even less than that. I paid less than that because I have a contract with a large automotive distributor. I paid closer to $240. $240 delivered. So I can do this. You can do this too if you can get the car up in the air and get under it. So what I'm saying is you do not have to put up with having a vehicle that you're driving along. All of a sudden you have a failure and now you are toast. You're not going anywhere. If you have an airbag failure on either the right rear or the left rear, or the right front or the left front of an airbag suspension car, you're not going anywhere. I'm not kidding. And you are in for the 5 o'clock surprise of your life because you're looking at $3,400 or $1,700 minimum. So I just wanted to share that with you. A-R-N-O-T-T. I called the factory. I ordered the parts. They're here. And I'm going to be installing them on the vehicle. Now, I'll tell you how difficult it is after I'm done, but I'm going to be doing hay for the next few days. One other thing I wanted to share with you, Moringa trees. I stopped off to Norm Shuley's clinic and I dropped off some seeds. He's all excited about his seeds. I've sprouted our seeds here. The trees arrived. I do not suggest you buy trees or saplings because they are really wilted, and I don't know if they're going to survive. One out of three might survive. Maybe. So get the seeds, and you can get them on eBay, and they'll sprout in just a couple days, and you can put them in gardening soil, and there you go. You can raise them indoors, outdoors. I'll keep you posted with the progress that we're making with Moringa, M-O-R-I-N-G-A, trees. Steve, any comments?
Yeah, I was going to give you some advice on the plants you think it may not make it. I've learned that if you really hydrate them and also make up an Epsom salt solution because it's high in magnesium, nothing with the fragrance, but trying to give it some nutrition back to because it's been shocked, and try to see if you can go the magnesium route with some hydration with magnesium to see if you can get these plants to come back. I would try that.
Okay. And since you've mentioned magnesium, Steve, you're a nurse. What are your thoughts on an Epsom salts bath or a whirlpool bath in Epsom salts or just a traditional soak? What are your thoughts?
That's not bad. It's not a bad idea. Beneficial wise, let's see here. I've used it for a lot of things. Between gardening, I've done that. It's also good for kind of if you have a digestive problem here, kind of to break everything kind of loose. That actually works also, too. But I've never actually had an Epsom salt bath complete, per se. Just maybe soak the feet after a long day if they hurt. It always helps. But other than that, I can't say an actual bath, like a whirlpool-type bath. I haven't done that.
Okay.
I don't see it be a problem. I don't see it be a problem at all.
Okay, I've done that. And you can buy, I think they're 8-pound bags at Sam's Club, or you can buy them other places as well, Epsom salts. And I remember my grandmother used to soak in it. I mean, this is an old-time remedy. There's nothing new about this. And I would put Epsom salts in a hot whirlpool. I found a whirlpool tub that someone didn't use and didn't want. It came out of a model home, and they couldn't wait to get rid of it. And I thought, great, I'll just build another bathroom here at the house. And so I did with our son. And so I'll hop in that whirlpool, really warm with Epsom salts, and I feel better. And Dr. Norm Shuley is an absolute proponent of magnesium. He believes
a lot of people don't understand that when you get sore muscles, that's actually caused by a buildup of lactic acid in the muscles. It's very irritating to the muscles. So you can actually relieve that lactic acid, break it loose, and get it out of your body through sweating. And I would think that the nice whirlpool bath with the Epsom salts might help also to release that lactic acid through the muscles through sweating. But I would you know, that's what I would use it for probably. If I sore muscles, a buildup of lactic acid, a whirlpool bath with Epsom salts, that would probably be a nice thing, a good thing.
Yeah. Steve, down in Florida, God's waiting room, as John Stadtmiller refers to it, there is a story on Reason.com. A Florida sheriff's deputy was arrested for planting drugs on innocent people.
Yeah.
And it was uncovered with body cam footage, but the officer was lying about roadside field tests for drugs. So this former sheriff's deputy was arrested for planting drugs falsely and arresting at least 10 people, including a case where body cam footage was shown him lying about the results of roadside field tests. Can you imagine that? So this guy, this former Jackson County sheriff's deputy, his name is Zach Wester, W-E-S-T-E-R, has been arrested and charged with 52 felony crimes, including racketeering, false imprisonment, fabricating evidence, and drug possession. So it says that this guy Wester kept unmarked bags of marijuana and methamphetamines in the trunk of his patrol car, manipulated his body camera footage, planted drugs in people's cars, and falsified arrest reports to railroad innocent people under the color of law. His victims, many of whom had prior records, were working to stay sober, and their lives were upended. One man lost custody of his daughter. So here we have a guy in uniform, you know, one of these guys who we're supposed to trust, who is actually planting evidence, lying, cheating, stealing, violating his oath of office.
Yeah. You know, I saw that when I first saw that yesterday or the day before when I actually sent that over to RBN. I saw a guy trying to inflate his or add on to his resume of busts and arrests. He was my guess that's what he was doing. He was probably one of these officers. And, geez, he is such a successful officer. He always seems to nail these people. Look at all these arrests he's made for drugs, this and this. He was actually setting it all up that way to puff up his reputation, his ego. And yeah, he got caught, and it's really sad because some of those cases they talked about, a guy lost his daughter because of falsely convicted of something he didn't do, and he was on probation, and they took away his daughter, his visitation rights to his daughter, and a lot of people trying to get their lives back in order, and here this guy comes to set you back up. I don't know. I hope they come down really hard on him. We'll see. We'll have to watch this one closely.
Okay. And, Glass, I used to have a LinkedIn account or membership. I dumped it yesterday. And that's just, you know, the long list of these tracking systems that I don't want to be any part of. And, you know, I get these emails, so-and-so wants you to be alignable? I think that's what it's called. Why? Why do I want to do that? So I'm not interested in that. That's the next one to go. But I got to tell you, it's really tough to find out how to get rid of or cancel or shut down these memberships. Just like if you have a Skype membership that you're paying to make phone calls, like $2.99 a month plus tax, and you want to just stop that. Good luck in trying to find out how to do it. It's hidden. It's really hard to find. But that's next. So Skype is next, and Alignable, if that's what it's called, that's next. And if I find any others, they're going to follow. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. Steve, for years, many years, 5 years, I would host these meetups in Springfield, Missouri. And I would take a time out of my day, take an hour to get there, an hour to get home, so that's 2 hours. And then I'd spend 3 or 4 hours there in the evening, so that's 5 or 6 hours. And then I'd spend a couple hours preparing. So typically 8 hours a week I would spend. And I never charged for the meetup. Some people thought I should charge a meetup fee, and I would never do it. And the people who came to the meetup, I gave free passes to the expo, the Get Prepared Expo, and I gave it to the family and so forth. And as a wonderful thank you, I get to receive emails from one of the meetup members. I just got one. And his name is Garland Fitzhugh, F-I-T-Z-H-U-G-H. And the subject of the email is, normally I don't check emails, but Garland Fitzhugh is kind enough to remind me he's thinking of me and of the broadcast often. And today's email is three words. The title of the email, the subject is record, R-E-C-O-R-D. And, you know, before opening the email, you could think, well, maybe he bought a record, you know, a 33 RPM or a 78, or it's a world record, or some kind of a record in an achievement. Well, I opened up the email, and it was really nice, because here's what he said. Listened almost minute meaning he was able to devote almost 1 minute to the broadcast, and he was kind enough to tell me that he was able to do that. We have trolls everywhere. Everywhere. And I don't understand what it is with people. Who is this guy? Well, he's been to meetups for years. I believe he even came to my house. So you invite these people to your house, you welcome them in, and then they have the sincere desire to bash you at every opportunity. And you sent me a link to a video about these trolls and a broadcaster. And you know what? After a while, it gets old. And we don't want to have anything to do with people like this.
No.
Really? I mean, can you imagine? Literally, listened almost minute. That's the whole thing. I think he meant he listened almost 1 minute. Why would somebody send something like that? Why would they listen? What's wrong with them? Why don't they get a life? Why don't they do something productive?
Do you know how much time it takes to hate, and how much energy it takes to hate, and how much destruction it does to your own person to hate? You harbor the hate. It feeds. It grows. A lot of energy being wasted by this troll who wants to spend so much time of his day to hate somebody and try to bring them down, which, as I've always said, if somebody goes to that extreme, that only means that you're over the target. You've identified something that they don't want to be known. You've exposed their agenda, and now, therefore, they're going to spend a lot of time hating you and trying to bring you down. It just means you're over the target, Vincent.
Yeah, and let's see. Let me see if I can read some more of his. I don't know if they... people today have the ability to type on their keyboard, and I believe they think they know what they're saying, but they don't realize that the person who's receiving the email has no idea what this cryptic message means.
It's interesting, Vincent, that this troll didn't identify what was wrong. I mean, we had a program. You had a program for 1 hour talking about HOAs, a lesson to be learned about HOAs so people don't make that mistake. Very educational, very informative. So what's his gripe?
Well, here's another email from him. And the subject is oil, O-I-L. Email says, where did you get your info about oil, comma, oh, hey, 3 minutes, see ya, have a great day. So that time he was able to devote 3 whole minutes. I have no need to interact with these people. None. And this is what you get as a thank you for helping people.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Breaking news from Washington. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has resigned. He was standing beside President Trump as they announced the resignation earlier this morning. It comes amid the outcry over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida back in 2008. President Trump says he completely left it up to Acosta about whether to leave his position.
I watched Alex yesterday. I thought Alex did a great job. And, you know, you can always second guess people and you can say it should have been tougher. They do it with me all the time. I make a great deal with anybody. And then they say, like the Democrats, oh, it could have been better.
A magnitude 4.9 earthquake rattling the Ridgecrest area of Southern California just before 6:30 local time this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's gonna be sliding. One of today's hot. Take my new gold BC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. So I'm going to read a few of these real short emails from one of our former meetup group. Here's one that says, Torques me. T-O-R-Q-U-E-S, Torques me. Says, your subjects torque me in a way that maybe, maybe 17 seconds, and I bow out of listening. Wow, Vince, can't you come up with more interesting stuff? That's from Garland Fitzhugh. Well, I have never heard a broadcaster talk about airbag suspension. Never. And I talked about what the problems are, how much it costs, how it can leave you stranded, and how you can solve the problem. Nobody that I've ever heard has ever mentioned anything like that. And we do this all the time. Here's another one. Let's see. He calls this one IQ. And here's the whole email. And Shealy, and he means Dr. Norman Shealy, but I guess he doesn't have the respect for him to call him Dr. Shealy. And he says, quote, and Shealy is smarter than everyone else. What the heck does that mean? And Shealy is smarter than everyone else. The guy can't even complete a sentence.
No.
Tire. Here's one called tire. Calm down. Just a tire. Because I was talking about how tires are shredding, how tires are becoming one ply instead of two ply and four ply in the sidewalls, and how they're becoming more failure prone, and how if you rub up against a curb or you hit a nail, they puncture the tires, they fail quickly. And if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, when, let's say you have the tire tread is worn halfway on all four tires. They have to be the same diameter, the same make, the same model, the same amount of wear. And if you get a damaged tire and you ruin one, the tire manufacturers change the model numbers every couple of years. So if you say, well, I'll just get one the same make and same model, you can't because it's been discontinued. So correct. Instead of buying just one tire, you have to buy four. So he says, calm down, just a tire. Another one says, 10 SEC. I guess that means 10 seconds. And it says here, I listened for 10 sec till I heard the word tractor. The bottom line, Steve, in class is, I really don't care what he says. It's a broadcast that I'm volunteering for. I'm not being paid. I don't have a producer. I do it all myself, all of it. And I really don't care what he says. And I'm maybe this will be offensive to some people. Well, if people don't like what we talk about, just like 10,000 other channels,
turn
go find one of them.
Yeah.
Go watch the Kardashians bend over.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that this guy takes so much time to even tune into you. If he does, it means it's a pattern of I don't like you, I don't like what you talk about. So why are you tuning in every day? Why are you wasting your time? Go find something else you might like. Yeah, yeah, right. The Kardashians or Big Bang Theory or go watch reruns of Gilligan's Island. I don't know. It doesn't sound like a very bright guy anyway, because he can never complete the thought. He never can point out where you're wrong and what you should focus on. He just seems to give these little quips, these little smart-ass quips, and expose himself to be the idiot that he really is. He's not a very, very smart guy.
Do you get these kind of emails?
I used to. Every once in a while I do. And what I get hounded with is a lot of biblical scripture, and it's all capital letters screaming at me. And you're talking to the wrong person here. I am not an expert on the Bible. I hardly ever even talk about religion. Only thing I say about religion is practice what you preach, and the emphasis should be with everybody thinking the same thing. Do well, help your mankind. That's pretty much it. But I get people telling me end of times and screaming at me in biblical scripture and that the writing is on the wall and I should know this stuff, and I don't. I just don't. I don't study the Bible. I don't study the Bible. I just be a good person and help others as much as I can.
Yeah. Yeah, but there comes a point in time, and our classes probably said, you know, what happened to Vinny? He used to help everybody. Now he doesn't want to help anybody. Well, it's because of guys like the one who was writing me these emails. How many of those do you have to get before you say, you know what, I don't think I want to help too many more people? And as Joey says it, and so very well, it's very simple what he says. Joey's a brilliant, brilliant guy. He says, I can't afford any more friends.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
People who are...
Yeah. Acquaintances versus real friends. Real friends will step in and help you in a time of need, just as you do for them. And I find that, yeah, there's a big difference. And I have friends and I have acquaintances. And those acquaintances, at some point in time, I usually cut them loose to say, you're using me. And nobody wants to be used. It's a two-way street here. And if you can't help me when I need some help, then I really don't need you as a friend then. I just don't need you even as acquaintance friend, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would you like to talk about for the rest of the broadcast? You had a couple things on your mind.
Well, actually, since you just opened that can of worms right there, I'm going to tell you a little story here that just happened the other day. My wife works in nursing also, too. She's in case management. And went outside and said, you know, outside her job on her own time and had taken an interest in somebody who seemed to be down on their luck. And needing some help, had no family, and being the good person that she is, wanting to help other people, had decided to help relocate her and move her and find her another place to move to, and was all set to do it here coming up soon, and then now new additions have been added to the agenda there, which were never agreed upon, and now you get to that situation where you say, you know what, I was going to do this and for you, and on my own time, my own dime, expenses, everything, I'll do it. I'll help you out, get you a good start. And now there's new conditions. I wouldn't like this, and I would like this, and I would like this. And I looked at her last night when she told me this, and we shook our heads, and I said, you know, you just got suckered. So you're going to draw the line right now. You're going to say, no, this is a one-way deal. There's no going back and forth. There's none of this, none of this. And that's it. And where you're being a good person and your graciousness is now being taken advantage of. And there are so many people out there, Vincent, that really know how to scam a system and how to tweak the heartstrings of a person. They find a good person, they latch on to them, and they say just the right things. Use a little bit of psychology, say the right things to get that person to go a little further and a little further and get a little bit more out of them, kind of in a parasite way. And I think last night we had that long talk, and she was very upset to say, I meant to do a good thing, and look how this... I said, you know what? I've learned this too, and Vincent and I talked about this, that you just kind of want to take care of your immediate family, and because you get screwed over so often... that you say, why am I going that extra mile? Why am I doing this? I really don't play Jesus very well, and when I have done it, I don't even think I'm 50-50 on playing Jesus and helping people. To get to a point where you say, why am I doing it anymore? Just take care of your immediate family and stop trying to save the world, because sometimes when you try to save the world like that, you really don't do these people any favors, because they continue to make the mistakes over and over again. With a hard lesson comes a lesson not to make the same mistakes twice, and maybe you're cheating them out of that life experience of learning a lesson by saving them all the time. So I feel the same way as you do. I don't need any more friends. I told John Stadmiller last night, I got four friends. You, John, my college buddy, and another college buddy. That's it. I really don't need any more friends, because every time I get a friend, it turns out they want this, they want that, they want this. And it's like my garage, my tool shed is theirs. They don't need to buy tools. They just come over and take my stuff. And that's not right. That's not right.
All right. So we have people who want to use our stuff, and I cut them real short. I don't lend our tractor. I don't lend our cars. I don't lend our trucks, because nobody around here takes care of their stuff as well as I do. Nobody does.
Right.
So they leave their wrenches outside. They leave their tools outside. They leave their circular saws or extension cords or gas cans, whatever it is. My gas cans look the same color red, not sun bleached, as when I bought them, because I don't leave them outside. Other people do. Makes no sense to me. They look worn out. They look shabby, sun bleached, and they volatilize the fuel in it. Makes no sense to me. I park our vehicles outside the sun to protect the tires and the finish on the paint from being damaged by UV A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve, I wanted to share this with you.
Yeah.
So I know this young gal, and she's been to the house a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say she's, maybe in her early to mid-20s, a college graduate. And looking for a job. So I counseled her because I used to teach school. I used to teach high school. I used to teach college. And I used to teach elementary school. I used to teach people in the master's program, master's in business administration students. And so I would share my expertise. And I've been to the high school career days where I would have a gymnasium full of people who would be interested in what my thoughts are in the computer field. So I talked to them, and so I was talking with this young girl on many, many, many occasions, one-on-one. And what I noticed was I would say, okay, so you're interested in getting a job. Here's some of my thoughts. How about if you want to be a teacher, what you do is you just show up during the school day you dress for success. You show up at the school and you ask to talk with the principal. And you say, hi, my name is Ann Smith and I'm here to volunteer. Not that I want to apply to volunteer. I am here to volunteer. Here is my experience profile. And here's some things I thought would be really good for this grade, whatever that grade is. Here's like a little lesson plan. Okay. Did this person do it? No. So I'm thinking, all right, how much time did I spend explaining all that? Three times, four times. All right. How come when I talk with this young millennial, that if it's a one-on-one conversation and I'm in one part of the kitchen, for example, and there are other people in another part of the kitchen, and something shiny goes by, her attention immediately flits to, and she drops me like a hot potato, as if I'm not even there. So I have decided that I am wasting my time. I'm trying to lead somebody to success who is not able to pay attention when something shiny flies across the room. But, I was taught that when someone's talking to you, you give them your undivided attention. And when you and I and John Statmill were in the kitchen here at the farmhouse, isn't that what we did? Whoever was talking was the focus. That's the way it is. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Steve, I was looking at my emails. Normally, I don't do that. And I got this email, and here's what it says. Subject, Vincent, four people visited USA Preparer's profile, exclamation point, from Alignable. What the heck is this? So, normally, I don't care, but I was curious. So, I clicked on it, and what does it say? Well, it comes up with Alignable.com/biz/profile. And it says, who visited your profile? Kind of like a question. And then it has 6 blurred out images. I don't know if they're pedophiles. I don't know what they are. And then it, in the center of the page, it says, upgrade to unlock. So yeah. If I'm willing to unlock this and upgrade, I can see who these parasites might be.
Yeah.
I don't care who they are. There's nothing that I want to do with Alignable. Nothing. I have shut down our webpage. I've shut down my email addresses at USA Prepares. Why? Because of people like the one that we were talking about send me these emails. And now I'm going to block him. So there's no need for him to send me anything. I don't want this trash. I really don't. And when people give me a hard time, it just makes me do whatever I was doing more. It just does.
Vincent, this troll is named Lionel?
No, his name is Garland Fitzhugh. There are plenty of trolls. Okay. He's just one.
Okay. That's curious.
And I know this guy. I know him.
Mm-hmm.
He would go to the meetups. He shows up at these preparedness-minded, you know, events. I see him, but I don't go to them anymore. I've been invited to preparedness-minded, we'll call them house events. You know, we'll call them house parties. I don't go to them either. I just don't want to be involved with, I don't need any more friends. I went to Joey's School of Hard Knocks. I don't need any more friends.
Yeah, I just wonder why this guy's still wasting time checking you out every day. Why waste his time?
Oh, there are other trolls on Ron Gibson's channel on YouTube, and Ron Gibson posts this every day, and some of these trolls feel they absolutely have to beat us up. They'll say, nothing new here, nothing new. I mean, they just write these phrases as if they can fend off people from learning what we talk about.
Exactly, yeah.
And
trying to discourage people from listening, right.
Yeah, so let's talk about who we are, what we do. Now, you are a broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting. Let me ask you a personal question.
Sure.
How much money do you make doing that?
Zero.
Hmm.
Not a penny. My own time, my own equipment. I invested a little bit in my studio here, which I'm not quite done yet. But when I get back from my trip, soundproofing, all the equipment, I buy on my own dime. I get paid nothing other than satisfaction of talking about issues and hopefully opening some minds so people can actually talk about the issues. That is my goal. Always been my goal.
Yeah, mine as well. And my equipment, I built it.
Mm-hmm.
I bought used computers, converted them to be studio computers,
mm-hmm.
communications computers. I built the UPS, uninterruptible power system, to keep it all running. Should there be power events? I mean, all of it. Built it from used stuff on the cheap. And it works.
Yeah.
I paid for it. I paid for it. I decided that instead of giving away commercials, we'll get rid of the commercials. So I got rid of all of our commercials. And I'm only doing it because I want to. Not because I have to. Not
right.
I make the same amount that you do. Zero. Actually, less than zero. It actually costs me money to do this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have people who are willing to take shots at us. What's wrong with them? If they don't like it,
yeah.
Change the dial.
Right, turn the channel. There you go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are plenty of programs I used to watch on TV that I didn't like, and if I happened to accidentally turn to that particular program, I go, oh, nope, and I go right past it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't send them letters. I didn't send them correspondence. I didn't beat them up. I just figured, I'm not interested. But we've changed. We've gotten to the point where, no, that's not good enough. We need to take shots. We need
well,
to take shots.
Well, we have a generation of people. We have a generation of people that are just trying to erase everything, erase our history, erase culture, erase everything about us, and reformulate it and make it the way they want it. And instead of, they always use the word tolerance, have tolerance. Well, why don't they have tolerance? If you don't like it, turn the channel. Show some tolerance towards what we do and find something that makes you happy. Have some tolerance.
Yeah, I'd like Garland Fitzhugh to be a happy man. I really would. I'd like him to find something that he really loves to do and do that and live a long, happy life without being so unhappy. And I wish that on everybody. I wish everybody would be happy. And they can be if they want to be. But if they harbor all these grudges and anger, they won't live very long.
That's true.
They won't. Steve Elkins, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vincent. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.